Emily Bronte's soul novel shocked Victorian readers with its raw passion when published in 1847. Today, Wuthering Heights stands as literature's most enigmatic masterpiece, a tale of destructive love and generational revenge that has inspired countless adaptations across all media. What makes this story so enduring? Perhaps it's how Bronte created characters who exist at the boundary between human and elemental forces, particularly Heathcliff, whose passion transcends conventional morality, and Catherine, whose declaration, "I am Heathcliff," continues to haunt our understanding of identity and love. Despite emerging from the imagination of a woman who lived a remarkably sheltered life, this novel explores the darkest corners of human experience with unflinching honesty and psychological depth. At the heart of Wuthering Heights lies the relationship between Catherine Earnshaw and Heathcliff, a connection that transcends conventional romance. Their bond forms in childhood when Mr. Earnshaw brings home the mysterious orphan from Liverpool. Together, they roam the wild moors in perfect freedom until Catherine's injury at Thrushcross Grange marks the beginning of their separation. After spending weeks with the refined Linton family, she returns transformed into a lady, while Heathcliff has been degraded to a laborer by her resentful brother Hindley. This social divide ultimately drives them apart, despite Catherine's famous confession. "He's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same." When Heathcliff overhears Catherine saying marriage to him would degrade her, missing her declaration of love, he flees during a thunderstorm. She falls gravely ill searching for him and eventually marries Edgar Linton, moving to Thrushcross Grange. Their first year brings contentment until Heathcliff's sudden return as a wealthy, transformed man shatters their peace and sets in motion a cycle of revenge that will consume everyone in its path. Wuthering Heights unfolds through an ingenious narrative structure that creates both immediacy and distance. The story begins in 1801 with Mr. Lockwood arriving at the Grimm estate to meet his landlord, Heathcliff. Forced to stay overnight during a snowstorm, Lockwood experiences a terrifying encounter with Catherine's ghost begging at the window to be let in. This supernatural intrusion sets the tone for a story where the boundaries between life and death remain permeable. While recovering from illness, Lockwood hears housekeeper Nellie Dean's account spanning 40 years. Neither narrator can be considered entirely reliable. Lockwood is an urbane outsider who misinterprets the primitive world he encounters, while Nellie's account is colored by personal prejudices and her own role in the tragedy. This nested narration creates multiple levels of distance between reader and events, resembling a Chinese box of enclosures where each layer reveals new depths while potentially distorting the truth. Through this complex structure, Bronte questions the very nature of truth and storytelling in fiction. Heathcliff's return triggers the novel's descent into darkness. No longer the degraded stable boy, he appears as a wealthy gentleman whose refined exterior barely conceals his vengeful intentions. His plan unfolds methodically, first gaining control over Wuthering Heights through Hindley's gambling debts, then feigning interest in Edgar's sister Isabella to secure the Linton estate. When Edgar confronts Heathcliff, the resulting conflict pushes Catherine into a psychological breakdown. She locks herself away, refusing food and growing delirious, crying out for the freedom of her childhood. Catherine's death transforms Heathcliff's grief into vengeful fury. He prays for her ghost to haunt him, later confessing he's felt her presence since her funeral. Isabella escapes his abuse, bearing a sickly son named Linton, while Hindley drinks himself to death, leaving his son Hareton dependent on Heathcliff, who deliberately degrades the boy just as Hindley once degraded him. The novel reveals how obsession destroys not only its object, but its bearer. Heathcliff's single-minded pursuit of vengeance consumes his humanity. Yet even at his most cruel, he remains a figure of tragic complexity rather than simple villainy. As the novel progresses, focus shifts to the children who must navigate their parents' toxic legacy. Catherine Linton grows up sheltered until age 13 when she discovers Wuthering Heights and meets her cousins. Heathcliff forces her to marry his dying son Linton to secure Edgar's estate. After both Edgar and Linton die, Catherine lives bitterly at Wuthering Heights, initially treating the illiterate Hareton with contempt. Yet gradually, they form a bond through reading lessons, creating a gentler echo of the first generation's passion. Meanwhile, Heathcliff grows increasingly distracted by supernatural forces, losing interest in revenge as he's haunted by Catherine's ghost. He dies with a fierce smile, and locals claim to see his spirit walking the moors with a woman, suggesting the lovers have finally reunited in death. The second generation's story provides both parallel and contrast to the first. While Catherine and Heathcliff's relationship was defined by destructive intensity, Catherine Linton and Hareton find a more balanced connection that allows for growth and healing, suggesting the possibility of reconciling the opposing forces that tore apart their predecessors. Throughout Wuthering Heights, animal imagery reveals characters' essential natures, creating a rich tapestry of primal associations that blur the line between human and beast. Heathcliff is repeatedly described as a fierce, pitiless, wolfish man, embodying untamed savagery, while Edgar Linton is portrayed as a sucking leveret, suggesting weakness and domestication. This persistent imagery suggests characters exist in a primal state where civilized restraint has been abandoned for raw instinct and passion. The moor itself functions as more than mere setting. It becomes a character representing a savage paradise where Catherine and Heathcliff are free and equal. This untamed landscape contrasts sharply with the restrictive but comfortable world of Thrushcross Grange, embodying the central tension between wild nature and civilized society. Even the architecture reflects this division. Wuthering Heights stands exposed to the elements, its walls weathered by storms, while Thrushcross Grange nestles in its sheltered valley. The novel suggests true strength lies not in civilization's attempts to tame nature, but in the ability to embrace and embody its wild power. Wuthering Heights captivates by exploring the tension between our social selves and our wilder natures. In Catherine and Heathcliff's relationship, Bronte created a love story beyond conventional romance, existing in a realm of dreams, ghosts, and transcendental yearnings. The novel's power stems from its refusal to offer simple moral judgments. Heathcliff commits terrible cruelties, yet readers often sympathize with his pain. Catherine behaves selfishly, yet her passionate authenticity remains compelling. By presenting characters who defy categorization as heroes or villains, Bronte creates a truthful portrait of human complexity. Wuthering Heights challenges us to question boundaries between life and death, self and other, love and hate, civilization and wilderness. The image of Heathcliff and Catherine's spirits wandering the moors together suggests some bonds are so profound they cannot be broken even by death, a haunting reminder that the most powerful connections transcend all conventional limitations.